One writer says that by an oif, by a bird, when you make the malika, even though you own chomet, there's no lav. And one writer says, yes, even by a bird, b'shas malika, there's the aveira. And kashak tarah aktara, there's a steam on aktara, the kohen that burns the fats, and he owns chomet. Is he over the slav or tishchot or not? One writer says yes, one writer says no. It's a steer in the prices. Shrek Gemara, the time mech of yeskin, these steers are ready, you should ask even a better kasha. Tiksha l'cho hi gufa. There's a steer in the price itself. Tiktoni, the price is said like this. Lo yomru ele b'pesach b'vad. We only said you have the slav of l'sishchat only on the korban pesach itself. That's all. No other korban. V'yodah toni, then the price says, echor ha-shrechet, v'yechor ha-zorik, v'yechor ha-moylik, v'yechor ha-mazah. It says even malika and even mazah. Malika means the bird. Now the bird is not a korban pesach. A bird for sure is only a chatas hoif. So you see, even by a korban chatas hoif, also you have this lav. If you own chametz v'shash, you're making the malika, you're over the lav. So it's a steer in the price itself. First, the price says only a korban pesach has this aveira of leisishchat al chametz dav zimchi. And now we're saying no, even a chatas hoif also has it. So it's a steer. So my answer is like this. El atay like this. Ho v'ho Reb Shimon. Both prices goes according to Reb Shimon Shita. That Reb Shimon Shita now Mishnah was that there's a chilik. That on Erev Pesach itself, the only korban that has the lav is only the korban Pesach. Other korbanos don't have this lav. Ma'ashen kein toich ha-moyed. In the middle of Chol HaMoed, then it's just the opposite. In the middle of Chol HaMoed, all the other korbanos that you bring, if you own chametz, you roll with the slav of Sishchat, but the korban Pesach, it's possible. If you bring a korban pesach on Chol HaMoed, it's a pasla korban. You're not over the lav of Sishchat. So this price, the both prices go according to Reb Shimon, and one is talking about on erev pesach, and one price is talking about on Chol HaMoed, a pasha teretz. It must look like this. El atay Yehovah Reb Shimon. Both prices go according to Reb Shimon. Malika, Malika Lekash. There's no theory about Malika. It's about a chatas oif. Is there this lav of Sishchat or not? Kan v'yabosa. The first price that says no. It's only by a korban pesach. No other korbanos. That's talking about on erev pesach. On erev pesach, only the korban pesach has this lav of Sishchat. We'll soon see how he knows it. Mashenken kan b'chol shemoyed. The second writer that says that even a chatas oif b'shas the malika, you're also over this lav, is talking about during Chol HaMoed. During Chol HaMoed, Reb Shimon says any korban is over by this lav of Sishchat. Fighter, v'idi v'idi Reb Shimoni. And Nocha Teretz will tell you both prices go according to Reb Shimon. Haktorah, Haktorah, Namu Lakasha. And I'll tell you there's no steer about Haktorah. That one writer says the Kohen that's Makter the Chelev is also over the Aveirim. And one writer says no, the Makter, the one that's burning the fats, is not over this Aveirim. I'll tell you Tanoi, Saka Machlekes Tanoi in these two brises. Diko the Makish Haktorah Lashchita. One writer does make the Sekish. Like we said, the Pasuk says, Loi Sishchat Achomitz. Adam Zivchi, and then it says V'loyol and Laboiker. The pasuk says Ekish not to leave over anything to the next morning. Leaving over means either the fats or else the meat. So even by the fats, also you have this halacha. Leaving over the fats would be bechlal the slav of leisishchat. So even the kohen that's being matir would also be over the slav of leisishchat. That's what one brayse holds. V'ika madloy makish, and the second brayse in Echnam they don't make the Ekish. The second price doesn't make tekish. They hold what the Torah says clearly, leisishchat. Only the sheikhet, he's over this lav. And we have a drosha, dam zivchi, is even the zurich also. But more than the zurich, more than this, you don't have the chiddush. So male, there wouldn't be a lav of leisishchat. That's what the second price holds. Only by the shchita and not by the aktar. Right, now to the ikka mishnah. We have you, the one, Rafa Tomit. So the shiloh on erev pesach itself. On erev pesach, on Erev Pesach, when you bring the korban Pesach, then we say there's a lav of leisishchat. What about when you bring the Tomet Shebein Abayim? Do you have the lav also or not? The Tanakhama said no, and the Yehuda says yes. For the more my time with the Yehuda, like what's the Yehuda's time, that even the Tomet Shebein Abayim also there's a lav, if the Kohen then owns chametz? Or Malachor, the post says like this, Zivchi, it says Dam Zivchi. What does Zivchi mean? Zevach ham yuchadli. The korban that's special to me, or my niyu tamid. What's the special korban that's special to me? That's the korban tamid. He dashes dam zivchi even on the special korban of a tamid. That's also the lav if you own chametz. That's the view of Yudhi Drusha. Right? In the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, Ha Pesach Biabosa. Reb Shimon made this chilek that on Erev Pesach itself, only a korban Pesach has the lav. Mashenkin, throughout the Moyed, all korbanos have the lav. But the more my time with Reb Shimon, what's Pshat in Reb Shimon is a chilek between Erev Pesach and the rest of Chol HaMoed. He says, Dechsev Zivchi Zivchi. It says the word Zivchi twice. It says it once here in the Pasha here, Alesishka Dacham Dav Zivchi. And it says it before at the beginning, I think by Pasha's Yud Beis, it says also Dam Zivchi there. It says two times the Lashon Zivchi, an extra Yud. So, Trey Zimni, it says Zivchi two times. Kori Bey Zevach Zivchai. It's as if take off the Yud from one and put it by the other one. As if to say, one is called a Zevach, only one, and one is called Zivchai, a lot of Karbonis. So, Lamai Hilkasum, Pagina Rachmon and Madodi, how come we're darshaning now to say that there are two different halachas? One's halach in the Zevach, only one Karbon has the love, and one's a time that all Karbonis have the love. How do you have that? Hulaikosav Zivchai, is why didn't the Torah just Tam say Zivchai one time? Why do they have to say two times Zivchi, Zivchi? Why didn't it at one time say Zivchai with the two Yuds? How come it says it twice? L'meimor, come teach us this Yisoid, Reb Shimon holds, that Bisman Dika Zevach, Bisman there's a Korban Pesach, Dika Korban, Loi Mechaya Azivchai. Then there's no Chia for the Korbanis. Hey, so on Erev Pesach itself, this man of the Korban Pesach, the Aveir is only for Zevach, the special Zevach, L'Sishcha Rachamaz Av Zivchi, means the Korban Pesach. Only the Korban Pesach has the laugh. Ma'ashen kein bizman the leke zevach. On the rest of Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, then you don't have any Korban Pesach. So bizman there's no special zevach of a Korban Pesach, then mechai val zivchai. That's why the Torah says two times, zivchi, zivchi, and the drush is take the yud off one and put it by the other one. So as if now it says zevach and zivchai, two different halachas. On Erev Pesach, when you have the Zevach, the Korban Pesach, you're only over the lav by Korban Pesach. Ma'ashen kein by Chol HaMoed, when you don't have the Korban Pesach, then Taka Medash and Zivchai, any one of the Korbanis, you're over the Aveirah, from having Chometz and Yerushas. Right, Uve Moed Lishmoy Potter. We say now, on during Chol HaMoed, if you shech the Korban Pesach, Lishem Pesach, it's a postle korban, therefore your potter is called the shechita sheneruya. You're not over the slav of shechting bizman you have chometz. So the more time of the shkor lishmoy. Why? When do we say you are chayiv? The Mishnah says if you shech the korban pesach shelor lishmoy. That means during Chol HaMoed you take your korban pesach and you shech lishem shlomin. So since you're making akira, you're saying beferish now, I'm not doing it lishem pesach, but I'm doing it lishem shlomin. That makes it kosher. So since it's a kosher shlamim now, the halacha is you made a good shechita, and if you own chametz, you roll with this lav. But it's a diyek, hostama potter. Mashmi, you take this korban pesach, even after you dalin, on tes zayin, yud zayin, in the middle of Chol HaMoed, you shecht it stam, it's potter. Mashmi what? That the korban is still a postle korban. Amai, l'chur pesach b'shai yamais ha-shlamim, shlamim hu. The klal is usually, after pesach, you have no more use for this korban anymore for korban pesach. So the chur automatically comes to be a korban shlomim. So if it's automatic korban shlomim, so if you shecht it stam without any machshava, it should be a kosher shlomim. And the locha should have been, it should have been a kosher shechita. And then if you own chametz during Chol HaMoed and you shecht it, should be chayiv. Why does our Mishnah say potter? Because the chur is shamat mino, from now on Mishnah, we have a raya that like this, that Pesach b'shai yemoy sashonim, Pesach the rest of the year, take boy yakira. Even after Pesach, even though this Korban Pesach now is not oimid, you're not going to use it anymore for Korban Pesach, because by the time it comes next year, it's over a year old already, and the Korban's possible. So this Korban could have only been brought on Erev Pesach. It passed, it went by Erev Pesach, you didn't use it. So who right now can't be used for Korban Pesach. What is it oimid for? To become a Korban Shlomim. Still our mission holds, it's only a Korban Shlomim if you make an Akira. If you say beferish, I'm shechting it l'shem a Korban Shlomim. But if you shecht it stam, not l'shem a Korban Shlomim, it still remains a Pesach and it's possible. That's the right from our Mishnah. That boy Akira. Akira means you have to say beferish, speak out, that I want to make this Korban into a Korban Shlomim. But if I shecht it stam without saying that, it's possible. And that's the Chiddush. The Chura, once this Korban can't be brought for Korban Pesach, by itself it should be omer for Korban Shlomim now. So where's the Nechnam Yavna Raya? Omer Rav Chiyah Bagamda. Nizu Kom Epi Chabura. This din was thrown in front of the Chabura. The Yarmu, they said like this. to go and show you buy them to may a mate. Our Mishnah is Dafka Torah about a special case where the owners of this Korban Pesach, the reason why they did not bring it on Yud Dal Erev Pesach, because they were tummy at that time. They had a touch of mace, a mace mitzvah, they became tummy. The male of Nidoch no Pesach Sheni. These people now, they have a chiyah to bring a Korban when? Pesach Sheni. So this Korban now, they're going to keep and hold until it comes next month on Pesach Sheni, they're going to bring it for a Korban Pesach. So that's why this Korban is still aimed to be used for a Korban Pesach. L'shum Pesach koi. Therefore, the stam of l'shum Pesach koi. Therefore, the stam, if you take this Korban and set the stam, is still aimed to be brought for Korban Pesach. Because the owners are still going to use it. They're going to use it next month. So therefore, if you take this Korban now on Chol HaMoed and shecht it, we say when is the kosher? Only if you say the Farish. You're doing it the Shem Shlomim. But if you don't say the Farish, the Shem Shlomim, then next time, then take it's possible. So therefore, there's no Rayim. There could be a Pesach after Zman Pesach. Minastam, you don't need an Akira. Minastam is aiming to be a Korban Shlomim. You only need an Akira here because the person, the Bailam with Tomei, they're going to use it Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Stam is still called a Korban Pesach. So the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Nishchat Visholish Kitos. The Lachri is a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach was brought at three different times. There are three different kitas, means three different groups of people went into the Azora. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'shochatu oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael. Everybody has a chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. V'dashen kahal is one, v'eidah is one, v'Yisrael is another one. So there are three different groups, three different times, three different groups went into the Beis Hamikdash to bring the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Nichnasa katsu v'shoinim. First, the first group went in, at the Tzmanoi, a regular time was a 7.5 hour, or 1:30 of the day, they went into the Azora. Nismalu Azora. How many people went in there? As much as could pack into the Azora. As many heathens could get into the Azora went in there. No lo daltos Azora. As soon as the Azora was filled up and they sat them by itself, the doors were closed. Tiko Horiya Vitiko. First they made a Tkiya Shofar, then they made a Trua, then they made again a Tkiya. Hakahanim Oimdim, Shura Shuras. The Kahanim made rows. They were standing in rows. Ubi Adayim and the hand, Bezicha Kesel Vezicha Zov. They had golden buckets and silver buckets to receive the dam and to bring the dam from the Shechita to the Mizbech. In other words, they didn't have to shecht the Korban here, and the Mizbech was over there. So usually a Kohen takes this dam and walks with it to the Mizbech. Here, Erev Pesach was so busy, they had a whole line of Kohanim. They just handed it. This Kohen handed it to the next one, to the next one, till it got to the Mizbech. They made this week of the dam, and then they brought it back again. In Shura Shakula Kesef Kesef. One line only had silver buckets, the Shura Shakula Zov Zov. And the one that had gold only had gold. They didn't mix the two. Lohoya Muravim, they didn't mix up the two. Flohoya Lubzik and Shalayim. This bucket didn't have a flat bottom to it that they could put it down, but rather was a pointy bottom that they didn't want it to put them down. Maybe if they didn't want them to put it down, because then it'll dry up the blood. They wanted the Dafka to hold it in the hand. The Vedavka had a bottom that was pointy. If you put it down, it'll spill over. So male, they didn't have a flat bottom. A flat bottom would be too easy to put down. So the bottoms of the Kalim were pointy, not flat. Why? Shem Yenichem V'yikrush Adam. We're afraid maybe they'll put the dam down and they'll forget about it. And in the meantime, the dam will dry up. And it's not Roy Fasriku anymore. So they wanted to make sure they wouldn't put down the bucket. That's why you couldn't put it down. It was a pointy bucket. Shochat Yisrael. Even if Yisrael wants, we can make the Shechita. V'kibla Kohen. Then the Kohen has to make the Kabbalah. Nos l'chaveru, once Kohen got received the dam in his bucket, he had to pass it on. V'chaveru l'chaveru, he passed it on. U'mekabla samola, each Kohen received the full bucket. U'machzer es harekon, and they passed back the empty bucket. Kohen akorav etzel mizbeach. The Kohen that's right next to the mizbeach, he was Zorkoin. He made his Zrika. Zrika achas, a Korban Pesach only needs one Zrika. He threw the dam from the bucket onto the Mizbeach. Kenegra Yisoid. That would be a part of the Mizbeach, that part had a Yisoid, had a bottom part to it. Like Rashi says, Kenegra Yisoid means Barucha Sheba Mizrach. Show Yisoid Tachtayim. On the east side, on that side, there was a Yisoid Tachtayim. That's where they threw the dam. Now Yotza Kasri, show you know, that was the end of the first Kas. And Nichtus Akashniya. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again tomorrow. You're holding up Samach Dalet. Again, we'll start the Mishnah over again. HaPesach Nishkat B'Shloisha Kitos. On Erev Pesach Yiftach HaTzois, with Chila, it's 1:30, when they start to bring the Korban Pesach. There are three different times, three different groups come into the Beis HaMikdash, come into the Azora. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'Shochatu Oisai Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Shech, the Korban Pesach, is Kahal Adas Yisrael. So Idashin Kahal is like one time, one group. The Eder is another group. The Yisrael is a third group. So you have to have three groups coming into the Beis HaMikdash. We'll soon see in the Gemara how many you have to have at each group, at least. At least you have to have 30 people at each group. Is Yisrael, Beit of Yisrael. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, Yekal Beit of Yisrael. Nichnasa Katsar Rishayna. The first group goes into the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Nismalo HaAzorah. The Azorah became full. In other words, they kept on coming in and in and in till it was full. Ni'alu Dalsos HaZorah. Then the doors were closed. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara where the doors closed by itself was a nace. Like that's how they knew how to stop. Or else no, they needed somebody how to close the doors. But after the first group went in, they closed the doors. Is Tiku Hariya Batiku. They used to blow the shofar. First it's Kiyah, then it's Trua, then it's Kiyah. Some said they did this b'shas, they'd say hallo. HaKohanim Oimdim. The Kohanim now stood Shura Shuras. Lines. They made a line from the Mokim where they shechted the Korban Pesach until the Mizbeach. Like you shech the korban here, and then you makabel the dam, you get the dam in a kli, and now you have to take this blood over to the mizbeach. So they didn't bother the kohanim walking over to the mizbeach, but they had a whole line of kohanim. They used to hand it one to the other, till it got to the mizbeach. So to make the maskana sagamara is it looked nicer this way. So you used to have a whole line full of them.
Why do you say that
was when they say halal? That's what the before. See, we'll soon see. They used to say halal in Eretz. We'll soon see. Over yadayim bezichei, and in their hands each kohen had bezichim buckets, kesev uvezichei zov. Some groups had gold ones, some groups had silver ones. Shura shakula kesev kesev. One line only worked with silver, with the gold ones. Shura shakula kesev kesev. The one that had silver only had silver. The shura shakula zov zov. The one that only had gold worked with golds. Loihoyim urvin. They didn't mix them up. It looked nicer this way. Those that worked with gold buckets. Those that worked with silver. The bottom of each bucket did not have a bottom to it. Doesn't mean there was a hole. The blood would fall out. It means the bottom came to a point. It came to a point that the tzchilik is, you can't put it down to rest. If you let it rest, it'd spill right out. If it have a flat bottom, they could put it down to the rest. And then they were afraid maybe the Kohen will put it down and will forget about it and the blood will get jelled, will get hard. They can't make this rikum. So they wanted Badavka, the Bezichim, the Bokas, to not have a flat bottom, but rather a pointed bottom that they couldn't put it down to rest with it. So Loy Bloyhoyal of Bezichim Shalayim. Each bucket did not have a nice flat bottom to it. Shema Yenichim V'Yikrush. Because we're afraid maybe the Kohen will put the bucket of dam down and in between it'll dry up a little bit, jelled up, and you won't be able to make a zrika with it. The Yikrosh Adam, Shochat Yisrael. So the Shechita is kosher even with the Yisrael. Doesn't mean Yisrael has to do it. The Kohen could do it also, but that's the Loch Hazar is kosher to do the Shechita even by Korban Pesach. The Kibul HaKohen. When it comes to the Mekabel the Dam, that's a din dafkin a Kohen. Then you dafkin need Kuna. A Kohen has to do that. That's the first avoid that you need a Kohen for. To be Mekabel, receive the Dam in the Bezichim. Noistul HaChaveru. Now usually the next avoid there is Halacha. You have to carry this bucket of blood from the Mokum of the Korban until the Mizbeach. Here, they didn't have to walk, but rather they passed it along one to the other. Noisa lechavero, chavero, lechavero. O mekabu esamale, mole, each kohen he received first the full bucket of dam, o machzer esareken, and then he would pass back the empty one he got back from his front kohen. O machzer esareken, kohen akor veitzel Mizbeach. Now they kept on handing it until the kohen was all the way right in front of the mizbeach. The zorkoi zrikachas, and he made his zrika. The gemara is going to be medayik. There's two ways to throw the blood on the mizbeach. Either you could be standing right next to the mizbeach and just make a shvichum, just pour off onto the mizbeach. That's not what our mishnah says. Our mishnah says zorkoi zrikachas. It means you have to be a little bit away from the mizbeach. few feet yet, and throw it onto the Mizbeach. That's called a Zrika. And the Zrika is done from the Kli itself. You didn't put your hands inside the dam. Only by Chatis does the Pasuk says Etzpa. It says the Kohen puts his Etzpa into the blood. But the other Kabbonis, it just says a Zrika. Zrika means when you're holding the Mizichim, the Kli, you throw it from the Kli, the dam goes onto the Mizbeach. Which part of the Mizbeach did they throw it on? Keneged HaYisoid. It had to be to the sides of the Mizbeach that there was the Yisoid. The bottom Amma was called the foundation of the Mizbeach. That's called the Yisoid. Now the foundation didn't go around on all four sides. It has to be only on the side Keneged HaYisoid. Like Rashi says, Keneged HaYisoid. Beruchos on the sides Sheva Mizrach. On the east side, Shoy Yisoid Tachtayim. On the east side of the Mizbeach, on the bottom, there was this Amma, the Yisoid. And you throw it straight up on the Mizbeach, Shal Mizbeach, it automatically falls down to the Yisoid. Or the fee Shein HaYisoid Makiv HaSem Mizbeach. The Yisoid, the bottom foundation, didn't stick out on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Ele Es HaTzofen V'Yes HaMarav. Only on the north and the west side. K'adam Masech Demidus. L'kach Hutzrach Leimer K'neger HaYisoid. Only to a place that has the Yisoid. We'll see more in the Gemara exactly where is K'neger HaYisoid. But you have to throw it to the side that has the Yisoid there. Now, this was the first Kas. Yotzei Sakas Rishon, the first group, when they finished doing the Korban Pesach, they went out of the Beis HaMikdash. V'nichnas Sakas Shniya. Then the second group came in, and they did the same thing. Yotzei Sashniya, then the second group went out. Nichnas Sashlishis, then the third group came in. K'maisa Rishon Nakach Maisa Shniya V'yashlishis. The same avoidah that you did by the first one, you blew the shofars and the kan and passed along the buckets, the same thing they did by all three. Now, Koru es hallo. The shas that were bringing the Korban Pesach, the Leviim were saying hallo. On Erev Pesach, the shas you bring the Korban Pesach, there's an Indian to say hallo. That's what I said before, the Mepharshim say that used to blow the shofar also, the shas were saying hallo. Is Koru es hallo, they said hallo. In Gomru, if while this whole group was still doing the Korban Pesach, they finished saying the Leviim, finished saying the Hallel, is Shono, they started saying Hallel a second time. The Yim Shono, they finished Hallel a second time. Shilshu, if they had a lot of people there, a few thousand people went in at a time, so it took a long time to do all the Kabbonis. So even though the Levim finished saying Hallel once, they'll start over again at the beginning of Hallel, they'll start a third time. Is Afal Pish, so tomorrow Afal Pish lo Shilshum Yimeim, even though it never happened that they had to say Hallel three times. It's either there were never that many people, or the Kanim worked very fast, or else the Levim said Hallel very slow. One of the three things. That Kopanim never happened. I had to say it over three times. We have Yehudu Aimer, Miyameim, his times, Miyameim Shokash Lishis, Liyagil of Yahafto Kiyishma Hashem. And by the time the third group came in, even the first time, they didn't even finish Hallel once. They didn't even get to Liyahafto Kiyishma Hashem. Mifnei Shamam Watim. It's in his times, there weren't that many people coming to the base of Mikdash already. The Am was small, they didn't have that many people coming. Even the first time, by the third group going in there, there weren't that many people left over. So middle, they never even got to Bahafti the first time. So tomorrow now, Mishnah, Kemaseyo B'choyol, Kach Maseyo B'Shabbos. The same way if Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, you do all these things, the same thing as it comes out on Shabbos. Because the Korban Pesach is doing for Shabbos, you do all these avodas on Shabbos. Ela, what was the difference? Shekahanem Madichem Es Hazorah. The Kahanim used to wash the floors on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, to wash the floor, Shleib Rotsi Chachomim. The Chachomim were not masking to that. The Chachomim hold it's also to wash the floor, even in the base of Mikdash on Shabbos, and the Kahanim didn't listen to Chachomim. They did it. We'll see in the Gemara, what's the Shalom, what's the Issa, to wash the floor. So Rashi says, how do they wash the floor? Shama Samayim Alechas Azor. There's always a stream of water going through the Azor. No, Gashoy Rotsum Ladiach Azor, they wanted to wash the floor. Poikikim Es Nekev Yitziyosam. There used to be a place where the water would always flow out. There used to be a stream going through the Azara, through the Beis HaMikdash. It would come in here and go out at the other end and continues going out. So they wanted to get the whole Azara full of water. They would clog up the hole where the water goes out and let all the water keep on piling up. And then they were able to wipe the floor, clean the floor. So the Kohanim used to do this even on Shabbos Erev Pesach. They wanted to have the Beis HaMikdash clean. And the Chum said that was also now to wash the floor on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara what the issue is. Vaita. We have Yehudu Haim, another thing that they did. If Yehudu Haimer, Kais Hoya Memalei Midama Tarubas. There was a lot of blood on the floor of the Azara.
you used to Kanai Nahor with Shech, so many kavanas there, everybody brought a Karm Pesach, we'll see later, Mamish says the Kanim used to walk, and their ankles were up to blood. The blood was so high in the Azara, the Mamish, up to the ankles, the blood came. There's a lot of blood on the floor in the Azara, while they were shechting the Karm Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Kanim was, they should always take now one cup, one kais of blood from the floor, and make his reek a third round of Mizbeach. He's kais hayim amal, they used to fill up one kais, mi dam atrubis, he's a kais, a klisharis, of the zichim, from the dam on the floor, and zorkus rikachis, al gabi amizbeach. They would throw it al gabi amizbeach. Because the pshat was, they were afraid, maybe from one, there were so many thousands of korban pesach they brought, maybe from one korban pesach, after the kayin received the dam in the bezichim, maybe the whole bozich fell on the floor. All the blood fell on the floor. And the kayin didn't make a zrik yet from that korban. So that korban is possible. So in case that happened, there's a takona. That the takona is now, from all the blood on the floor, take one kais, and usually we say yesh bila. Yesh bila means any little bit liquid falls into liquid, it always gets mixed up equally. So any part of dam, any cup full, you'll pick up, there's a drop there from any dam that fell in there. So if you're going to take this kais and throw it on the mizbeach, memonashach, a drop of dam that came out of that korban that the kohen spilled by mistake, the blood on the floor, is now going on the mizbeach. So therefore you're making a zrika that would help for a korban that its dam was spilled on the floor. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. The chacham say, no, that's not a good etza. The chacham hold, no, memonashach, that dam is bottle b'roid. On the side, the kohen, by mistake, spilled out one cup full of dam and didn't make his rika, that dam is going to fall on the floor and get both the bride with the other hundreds of gallons of blood that's on the floor ready. So Chum is saying it won't help you anymore to make his rika now, because it's both the bride, but doesn't help you. The view of the sheet is that min b'min is not bottle. Blood is not bottle with blood. It's always considered like the dam is there. We'll see in the Gemara. Therefore, you can make his rika. How did they hang after they made the shechita? Now you have to skin it in order to get the emurim, to get the fat out of the korban to be makter it. Is ketsa tolin? How do they hang the behema? While you skin it, you have to hang it. Umashitin and skin it. Unkliyos shal barzel hoyo kavuyim. They used to have hooks made out of metal, metal hooks. Hoyo kavuyim v'ksol. They was hanging on the walls. Uvamudim and on sticks. Shebehem tolin. That there they used to toilah hang the behemoths, the korban pesach, umashitin and skinned them. Is kol mi shem loy mokum litlois? Let's say they were so crowded that day, so many kavonis, they didn't have any hooks left over to hang your korban pesach, umashitin and to skin it. Is makolais dakim? They used to have skinny sticks, v'chalokim, they used to make them smooth, used to peel them off. Hoyushom. Get two kahanim together. I'll put one side on my shoulder and the other side on your shoulder, and in between we'll hang the korban on the string, in the stick in between, and somebody else will come and start skinning it. This is the way you'll hang the korban pesach. Umashitin, you'll skin it. Reb Lezer Oimer, what about Yudalit Shechal Lias B'Shabbes?